coming out here. We got the big one is supposed to be out here. I'll tell you, let's slip one on. All you right. Just take his place, okay? Bluebird singing.
I heard the bluebird singing.
Lester Flatt and all the Nashville grass there.
What did the new release last?
Yeah, we had several requests for it, Mac, if you will.
We wanted to come back anyhow. I thought it was raining. I thought everybody wanted to go home. This is a title song of a brand new RCA Victory album. We promised several of the folks we'd do it for you. It's called On the Southbound, Max. I don't care just where I am.
Let me ride on the southbound.
mansion on the hill, and the fame and fortune I came here to win. There's nothing but the roaches running across my windowsill, and I wish I was a country boy again. Let me ride on the south side, like to where I came from, I don't care just where I am. Let me ride on the south side, put me off somewhere in Birmingham.
Mack Wiseman and Lester Flatt, along with the Nashville Grass. We're going to do one more for you. Thank you, folks. Thank you again for coming to the festival. In case you have to leave before tomorrow, we hope you have a safe trip home and come see us again next year. You folks who are staying over, why, we'll do all we can to make you comfortable. In case we do have some rain and you have problems, well, we have people around to help you out. Thank you very much. Let's just do the Soul to Dog, okay?
I stand on the corner of the low-down blue, the great big hole in my shoe. Let me be your sorted dog. Oh, let me be your sorted dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your sorted dog. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Oh, let me be your solid dog. I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your solid dog. Sit on the log, fang on the trigger now on the hog. Honey, let me be your sorted dog. Where'd you go? Oh, let me be your sorted dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your sorted dog.
Well, at least they sung the rain away. How about that?
Can't hear what they have on our show, Bill.
I am too. I believe I kind of got about halfway in tune. So many people wanted to hear the Black Mountain Blues. And I'm going to try to do it for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. We have got several special guests on the next following 45 minutes or so on the show, and a guest of which we're sure you're going to enjoy. We've got some real fiddlers going to come out and join us, and of course they are the best fiddlers to me in the country. And well, we've got one coming up now. The other will be out a little bit later. We're going to have our good friend Mr. Mac Wiseman out in a few minutes too. What do you say from the good state of Houston, Texas now? Let's make a great big grin, Pro Valley welcome for none other than Mr. Chubby Wise. What do you say?
Thank you. Thank you, Dieter. Neighbors, I've played this thing, I think, two or three times as I've been here, but I've had so many requests to do it. One more time, they said, Chubby, I wasn't here. I didn't get to hear it, and believe me, I appreciate that. And especially with the folks that didn't hear it, maybe you can bear with me one more time. Fire up, boy, in the key of E, and here we go. You know what I'm talking about. One, two.
Much bless your hearts. I certainly appreciate that. Thank you kindly. Oh, yeah. Getting D, boys. I got to do one more as I did, I believe, yesterday. One time. And somebody asked me to do it again. So here it is. I'm glad you asked. Smoking Bird. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sure Chubby appreciates that. I'll have a lot of fun with Chubby, I'm telling you. Thank the world, that old boy. I'm sure everybody else does. We've got a gentleman now that, of course, is responsible for the outing we have here this weekend. And we always consider it a great pleasure on our behalf to be able to help this fella out. We help him on most of the festivals, on all the shows where we can. And to us, it's a great honor to do so and to be associated with such fine people as this great guy is. Let's get together and make a great big welcome from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Mack Wiseman, all right?
Thank you very much. Like the network getting bigger.
They gave him his orders at Monroe, Virginia. Then Steve, you ain't behind time. This is not 38. Nobody's having you, must put her in the center all time. He looked around and said to his black greedy fireman, just shovel in a little more coal. And when we grow that wide oak mountain, you can watch your 97 roll. Thank you.
The mail coming in pretty good, ain't it?
See, them garden letters coming.
Yes, we'll try to catch those, boy. You fellas play gun rough, don't you? Yeah, yeah. Friends, again, we'd like to officially welcome you to the Red Bull Valley Bluegrass Festival. Can't tell you how pleased we are to have you here this evening. I do hope that you're all enjoying yourself. We've had a wonderful festival, and very good.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
Thank you very much. I think we've got a wonderful show for you. Everybody seems to be having a good time, and we're very pleased you came. We'd like to invite you to come back next year. We're going to try it again along about the same time. We got some songs here that we're going to be repeating we did earlier for the benefit of some folks who came in a little bit late. I hope that you won't mind sitting through some of them again. And some of the ones that you've asked for, I'm sorry to say that I can't remember. So if we don't get to your song, I hope that you'll understand. We aren't ignoring you, but it just happens you remembered some that I can't remember, all right? Here's one we'd like to repeat. Go out, still write your name in the sand.
It's been many years since we were tired of sweetheart. This today is I'll never forget. And you know I still love you, little darling. Though the years bring me only regret. Well, I love you, my darling, how I love you. You try to understand. Makes no difference how you treat me. I love you, and I'll still write your name in the sand.
Do
Takes me long to get started, it takes me long to stop. You smart, Alex. Hey, thank you, fellas. Thank you very much. All right. Here's the little ballad that these gentlemen asked for this afternoon. We got right out of time and didn't do what I could do for you. There's quite a story. One of the records we made years ago. Several folks have asked for it. We appreciate your patience, appreciate you asking for it. Story of the baggage coach ahead. On a dark, stormy night, as the train rattled on, all the passengers had gone to bed. Except one young man with a babe in her arms, who sat with a bowed down head. The appreciation, if you will, for the fine job the cut up some chubby wires in there. Would you have? Very fine. And I'd still like to repeat what I said this afternoon. The only way to beat or add to the fiddles of chubby wires and tater tate is to bring out Big Howdy Forrester. Would you make Big Howdy welcome? Huh? Yes, yes, yes.
Good man.
How you doing?
Hi, Howdy. We're very pleased to have you with us, Howdy.
You've got
a couple of tunes to do for us?
Yes, Mac, something that surprised me a little bit up here. I didn't realize that we had as many real old-time fiddle fans as we have here. I've talked to a lot of people here today that really like the old fiddling, and it's wonderful. I appreciate it very much. I'm going to try to do a little deal here called Sadagun. Do things as fast as either back. Let's try a little waltz here. I don't think we've had one tonight in key of G.
All right.
Little waltz I've put part of it to is called the Fiddler's Waltz.
fellas want to all do that one together?
Huh?
You both want to all do that one together?
I'll hold it up, y'all. All right.
While these fellas got a matching their duties a little bit there, we'd like to remind you both, of course, that we'll go until the wee hours of the morning tonight. We got many acts to come along yet. Jimmy Martin, the country gentleman, the Osborne Brothers, Lester Flatt, a lot of them will be here. Of course, tomorrow morning along about 10 o'clock, we'll get underway again. We'll go on until the early part of the evening tomorrow. Hope that you both can all stay with us throughout the entire festival. In the event you have to run along again, we want to thank you for coming and tell you how much we appreciate the response you've given all the entertainers here. I'd like to mention briefly the display of records around the corner. In addition to the albums of Lester Flatt and I have there, Doug Green has quite a supply of the Rural Rhythm album, the old-time bitter tunes, the bluegrass songs, and the 8-track tapes with 20 selections on each album of tape. Look around there and see if you can find anything that you'd like to add to your collection. And of course, tomorrow evening we're going to do a little bit of the Mac Wiseman story. That means that we're going back to some 25 years and kind of retrace some of the activities, the recordings. We'll have fellas like Lester Flatt and his fine band and the Osborne Brothers and Jimmy Martin and all the folks that are participating. And a friend of mine who was with us as a regular member of the Country Boys bands back in the 50s and made a lot of the records such as Davy Crockett, Wabash Cannonball, and These Hands and many others, Donnie Bryant. Don Bryant has come in from Washington, D.C. to participate in that story tomorrow afternoon, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy Donnie's picking. Right now, if these fiddle players are all ready, let's see what we can do with a little fire in the mountain.
Here we go.
With just about everybody, Hi-Lo Brown and the Timberliners. He was a member of with Don Reno and Red Smiley on their very first record. He played with Carl Story for many years, and with Wade Maynor and J.E. Maynor, the Morris Brothers, way back in the old days. So Red's really seen it all, and he'll be glad to tell you all about the old days. If you can just track him down, he knows some of the best stories anybody I ever met. One announcement we haven't made today, and that is the part of the program. Bluegrass music wouldn't be bluegrass without the fiddle. And we've got some of the finest fiddlers in the world here today. And they're all backstage getting together some numbers to do on a fiddle jamboree we're going to have in just a few minutes. The band that always does a good job of backing up anybody or playing by themselves on a show is a real professional group from Roanoke, Virginia. And they're going to come out here and play a short set first, and then we're going to get out all the fiddlers. So make welcome, if you would, please, from Roanoke, Virginia, the fabulous Shenandoah Cutouts.
Understand. you can. Sweetheart, I'm ready to come home tonight. I'm trembling all along. My mama thought I'd treat you right. Love, oh, love, please come home.
Thank you very much. Nice to be back with you again this afternoon. I think everybody's in pretty good spirits and feeling right good. We're feeling, well, we're not feeling too good. Me and Wesley here are having some problems.
I feel pretty good.
John Palmer didn't have any shoes to wear this morning. We decided to dress cool this morning. It's so humid out here. We just put on some short sleeve shirts and come on out. So we hope y'all can get it. I think they're pretty nice. I like them, Herschel. Oh, Lordy. Actually, what it is, we can't afford to dress any better. That's the whole story. Wesley Golding here. Little fella's been with us now for a couple of months and does a real good job playing the guitar and all, and we're going to let him show off a little bit here on one of the instrumentals. We'll all get in on a little of this one, I guess. Wesley, do you start this one, or does Billy, or who? Billy starts it out, and Wesley comes in, and then I come in, and everybody will come in, I guess. I hope. This old-timer titled John Hardy. Cutting it just like it ought to be cut there, boys. I tell you what the truth. I like that little ending there. When did y'all work that up? I thought we was done there for a minute or two. Appreciate that very much. We had several requests to do a tune here that we've got on our new album. We'd like to mention our album, albums and pictures and so forth. Our souvenir stand is over. Next to the pizza stand is not there anymore. He's done tore down and gone. But it's over here to your right. If you're looking from your back, it's on your right. So you can see the girls over there.
Yeah. Don't ask them to buy them. Beg them.
Beg them. Yeah, well, what it is, we need the money.
Oh, we don't need it, but our creditors would sure like to have it.
Yeah, wouldn't it, huh? Well, another thing, too, actually, now, to be honest, when you buy these albums and souvenirs from us, it really makes a great big lump come up in our pocketbook. We want to do this tune. We've had several requests for it. It's on our new album, and it's one of the country tunes that got pretty popular. We worked it up into a trio and tried to do your little bluegrass version of Never Ending Love, all right?
I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I'm gonna do. From the first time we met, I knew I had a never-ending love for you. I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I'm gonna do. From the first time we met, after all this time of being alone, we can love.
Y'all gonna have to quit them crazy Indians. I'm gonna, y'all will quit before I do.
We started before you did, too.
You started before I did?
We ain't nervous, we just quick.
You did? Well, that's good. That's all. That's good, though, ain't it? I like it. We've got a hymn that we would like to do for you that's on our gospel album. We had a request for this. We want to be sure and get it in. We're running a little short. We've got a whole host of entertainment coming up for you here just in a very few minutes, and I'm sure you're gonna enjoy. And, let's get in the gear of A, fellas. Do this one off of the album titled, How Can You Refuse Him Now? Thank you very much. If you like the gospel tunes, we've got a lot of them on our gospel album over there, just like that. We want to have Billy. Somebody wanted to see Billy do his little book things again, so... yeah, there you are. So, I'm going to do a little chicken reel, and then we're going to have some real good entertainment out here for you. Billy, how about laying one on us there, okay?
Don't make it too hard on me.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
Yeah.
him a girlfriend walks down the street.
All right, thank you so much.